call the appropriation committee meeting to order. Today is September 27th. Our meeting time was at 8:30, but I don't know what time it is right there. It's 8:38, and we're getting started. Roll call, please.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaut. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here. We have a quorum present. Prayer is the next item on our agenda. Father God, we just thank you for this day, and thank you for the rains that you send, and give us a refreshing and wash the earth and give us more water. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for your creation. Thank you for your love and your care and your watch over us, Lord. Be with us today as we are considering questions before us for the nation about our laws and appropriations. Lord, we just thank you for the privilege to serve our people. Lord, I just ask you right now that you be with the Osage Nation, wherever their people are throughout the United States and the earth. Be with them. Be with the men and women who serve our country. And be with those that are mourning or have sickness, Lord. Be with them, comfort them, heal them, provide for them what they need. I just ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Approval of minutes is the next item on the agenda.
Second.
The motion with a second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed to the motion?
Abstain.
One abstention. Do you have that, Madam Clerk?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is discussion of fiscal year 2018 appropriations. I'm just going to turn at this point. We're going to review our appropriated revenue sheet, and then also we have another document that kind of that shows what's filed and what possibly is coming out or not coming out of this year's projected revenues and retained revenues. So I am going to turn the meeting over right now to Mr. Potts, our budget analyst, for the review of this document. If there's any questions, we'll ask as we go. So, Mr. Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've done my best to update this. If you notice anything missing or if you have specific questions about something that you know is filed that you don't see, please.
Now, let me ask one question here before we get started. So the numbers we see in the 2018 funding column are items that has passed Congress, not necessarily been signed by the chief yet.
With the exception of Osage Press. I am carrying that here.
Okay, great, thank you.
So yes.
They're on today's Bob's agenda.
Okay, thank you, I just wanted to
start
there.
Everything that has passed this Congress is contained in fiscal year 18 funding column. That includes the Osage Nation Congress, which includes the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review for a total of 2.4 million. The judicial branch for $439,000.
That's tribal revenue only? Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Only measuring tribal revenue.
Okay.
For the executive operations, $1,799, $17,101 has passed Congress. And as I've said, the only one that we carry on this sheet that it's not passed Congress is the Osage Press. You can see here the three direct assistance funds, that have been sent to the chief for signature, the summer health internship program, and capital asset and expenditures. As you can see, it does not impact the projected revenue as these funds are set to come out of the retained revenue fund. I believe there's another bill here. This is a spacer line that I carry. So cultural donations at 93.5 and merit recognition for 206,000, bringing your total appropriations to 52,632,000.
Do I see the Attorney General bill anywhere in here? I did, sorry.
Measuring that against the new projected revenue, assuming that is to be signed, which is ONCR 1734, your current balance would be, in projected revenue, would be 4.3 million.
So that those numbers under tribal revenue are actually sub?
Correct.
You might.
These numbers here actually generate this number here.
Okay, so the 1.3 balance that I see in retained revenue, that is minus that 900, is minus the capital asset, or is that a
This was the original balance of the 2.9 less things that have been appropriated out of it.
Okay.
This plus the 1.1 million that was communicated to the Congress gets you to the 2.4 million. So this is the current balance as of right now.
Without the capital assets and improvement.
Wrong. Huh? This is before this number here.
Right. So we might need to review that just a little bit and see what the real number is right now.
Because this number is not contained in projected revenue.
Right.
I'll update this number as soon as we receive either signature or veto from the chief.
Right. And I'd just like to see what's left right now, if that legislation should be signed.
Quick question.
Congressman Walton.
Can somebody briefly explain or remind me, the $850,000 from the interest income from permanent fund. Explain that, please, somebody. Seems higher than I thought.
Go ahead, Mr. Potts.
That is the new projection that the Treasurer delivered to the Congress for anticipated interest off of the $30 million permanent fund.
Is that an expected annual under the current conditions? Thank you.
More questions right now? Continue, Mr. Potts.
Okay. Moving this forward, you'll see the total from the previous sheet carried here, the 4.3 million. The $50,000 is due to the $1.5 million already being signed by the chief in the Economic Development Fund, and the 2.4 balance in retained revenue is the balance carried forward from the previous sheet. What we have here is the same tracker format used by the Clerk of Congress that tracks each piece of legislation with its current appropriation level. Right now, we have an authorization for the museum. This was amended yesterday to $600,000 and to come out of the general fund of the Treasury. This $1 million, I believe, is set to come out of the Economic Development Fund. However, it's not really received movement during this legislative session. The other thing that we can see here is the $2.5 million currently set to come out of the retained revenue fund. These three bills here are carryovers or supplemental funding for fiscal year 17. I'm not carrying these forward in any calculations.
No, because I'm going to withdraw the ones. Are they on my name?
They are in a different color because they are planned to be withdrawn. $220,000, again, has not moved at all during this legislative session, so I'm not carrying it in projections. The $30,000 was introduced in this legislative session. I am carrying it. I'm currently carrying the 17-102, which is the capital asset improvement, because it has not been signed or vetoed at this time. As you can see, this 17-103 was previously carried in the appropriated revenue report. This is the Osage Press, so I'm not counting it in our calculations here, which leaves you with these five remaining bills, $450,000 for renovations to the 100 West Main building, and I believe $50,000 of that is for the previous Congress building. You can see here 1.3 million out of the Economic Development Fund for ONES, 180,000 for donations, and I believe this is the $100,000 in federal funds for strategic planning and self-governance. This was included in 1799. So I'm not carrying it as an encumbrance on anything at this time. I believe there has been some talk of potentially withdrawing this one as well. Then that leaves you with the 17118 of $2 million for economic development. These numbers are measured against the current balances of each of the funds. This is how, these are the estimated net balances right here. So if everything comes out of the general treasury as is today, you would have a balance of $1 million. If everything comes out of the economic development fund as is, you actually run a deficit of $1.2 million. That's just because the $1.5 million has already gone through the economic development fund. And the two biggest expenditures you have here are the $2.5 million and the $947,000, measuring against the current balance of $2.4 million.
Any discussion or questions, Congressman Shaw?
What's remaining in FY17 general fund and treasury?
In projected revenue of roughly $470,000.
What's your recommendation as to how to encumber that money so it doesn't, so we can, Congress can use it should they wish to for the end of the fiscal year? Would Friday be the date that the legislation would need to be passed to appropriate money from FY17?
Yes, it would need to be signed by the chief by Friday.
Congresswoman Edwards.
But if that doesn't happen, then it moves into FY, then it's still available for appropriation in FY18, right?
As to the retained revenue, it's subject to audit, and then that's our carryover.
So it will not be available after October 1st until such time as the
next summer.
That's my take on it.
Okay.
Other people may think differently. Mr. Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and that is absolutely correct. Assuming those funds are realized and confirmed by the audit, that becomes your carryover or deposit into the retained revenue fund.
So we'll see how good you are.
Not me.
Congressman Shaw.
I hate to bring this up again, but it relates to why I asked the budget analyst the question. It had to do with last year during this time, and we had some additional monies from gaming, as I recall. We estimated we had $1.9 million. And, you know, I asked the same question you did. Doesn't that roll into FY18? No, books are closed, going to have to wait till after the audit. And I thought, well, at least we'll have it at some point, even if it's not right now, not in October. And so when the audit was completed and Treasurer issued a report, I'm not sure we knew where the $1.9 million was for sure, whether it was reduced because of didn't meet projected revenue. It was never clear, still not clear.
Still not clear.
But it worries me about the 400. I feel that perhaps we might be better off trying to appropriate from it now. I mean, you could make an argument. I don't know whether we can get the chief to sign something by Friday is really expressing something or fast-tracking something, but it's a thought.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, does the chief really have to sign it by Friday, or is it just that the legislation has declared that that's where it's coming out of, and as long as he signs it, that's where it comes out of? It's an entry in the book, right?
That was my thought.
My thoughts, too. Mr. Potts.
I believe some understanding of how we get to that carryover number might be of assistance here. That is assuming our projections are met at 100%. I would advise against it. I believe the Treasurer has also advised against appropriating 100% of your projection, especially knowing the review of this committee that we are not on target to meet projected revenue in the amounts that have been projected. So at this time, I would advise against appropriating those funds at this time, knowing that we're not on target to meet our projections.
Congressman Edwards.
So when are we testing our numbers against reality and figuring out why we came to a $700,000 deficit in our projections for last year? And going forward with this year, are we testing those as well?
We're doing the best that we can, the translation between appropriated numbers and expenditure numbers are, to me, an unclear target that we probably need to gain more clarity as a Congress and an appropriation committee.
How do we gain that clarity?
I think that you guys wanted to have a committee hearing on it, so wasn't able to happen during session, but I still think that we can do so and come to the table and try to figure out how we mesh our appropriated revenue totals against how we have to keep our record in the accounting office, so, or how they do currently keep the records. I think a good understanding of that, this committee and this body, is going to help us move forward in planning and projections, and I think that we need to get better and better at it every year. I think we're doing that now, but I don't think we're there yet. Congressman Shaw.
I guess I'd ask the treasurer, are we taking a serious risk of trying to appropriate that $400,000 and some, getting our ending balance close to zero?
What fund was that, sir?
The general fund.
I think it's going to be close, but I don't think we're in jeopardy.
For example, if I can continue.
Please.
We've got, what, I think it's $450,000 that's proposed to go for the renovations, remodeling, and moving expense. That's one potential expense. It says general fund now, but if language were inserted, I don't remember if that's come to general order day two or not, but if it hasn't, language could be put in there to consider having coming out of what would the wording be, FY 2017 general fund? What would the language be if that were considered?
To my knowledge, I know we have appropriated FY 17 funds, but my recollection is they're always placed into a stationary fund. I can't ever recall appropriating for the purposes of moving forward with it in 18 to actually do a 18 an appropriation that's going to move forward and be expended throughout the year of 18. I can't recall doing it that way. Dr. Shaw doesn't mean it hasn't happened. Congressman Walker?
I think I remember doing that.
Do you? Okay.
Last year. But at least we considered it.
Congressman.
Renovating our old.
Well, that spot. Was an additional amount of money that's already been appropriated. So theoretically, that could be changed to 17 money because the bill that it's amending is 17 money. But I will say that based on the discussions, we formed a subcommittee, and based on the discussions that I had with Mr. Cass last night, and we're planning on meeting directly, that amount may very well not be sufficient to get the fourth floor renovated based on the information that I have from him. I will tell you that his recollection is that the first floor of the administration building, that renovation was about $200,000 just for that one floor. So that's for discussion today. I'm just letting you know that that number may, I mean, it may stand for now, but it's not going to probably be sufficient to get the fourth floor. It may or may not, depending on how much you have to do for mechanical work.
Congressman Mason.
I want to share something that I heard on the radio coming up, NPR, and it was there's movement today in that U.S. Congress and the administration on a new tax reform, and where the president and the Congress are saying they're going to be cutting here and cutting there, and things look better for the taxpayers. But it leaves $1 trillion or so that has to be paid somewhere. And it was mentioned in the interview that the Congress would be cutting federally funded entitlement programs. And if we get some of those entitlement programs here, and So I'm thinking that, you know, if that indeed is going to happen, the entitlement monies go away. Will we as a nation absorb that cost of that program? If the federal dollars go away, then we'll have to have some money to pick that up if we indeed we do, or if just the program goes away and those entitlement monies go away. I've been through that before down in Tulsa. And I'm just thinking about, as we were talking about saving and putting some money and reserving some money, if that indeed be the case, it becomes an idea that executive and Congress saying, well, we're going to keep all of these programs intact and the federal dollars go away, therefore we're going to have to pay for it out of our tribal dollars. We're going to have enough money to do that. I'm just throwing that out because we're talking about spending a whole lot of money. I'm just thinking that I can see coming down the pike that we're going to get some programs cut.
Thank you.
And they talked about health too, entitlement programs, health programs and all of the entitlement programs.
Thank you.
That they're going to cut those programs, cutting those programs, eliminating those entitlement programs and pay for this tax relief.
Thank you, Congressman. So can we see the bottom line on this sheet, please? I guess what I'm wanting to know from the committee is, does this committee have any recommendations to come out of committee with today to Congress on seeing what we see, or are we good? I think the retained revenue is problematic at a $987,000 balance negative, Congressman Edwards.
Well, the clinic bill is my bill, and I would probably going to request that that number be reduced to whatever the balance is in the retained revenue fund, which is what? Take down $23. I probably reduce that to 1.5 million. That will be my recommendation today, given that the balance of the retained revenue fund. Well, that will be my movement. Whenever that bill's being heard, that'll be my movement.
Congressman Walker.
I think I might need to start prefacing some of my remarks like this. You'll probably get some pushback from me on that. I have a question.
Yes.
How much is in the economic development fund right now? Not with any assumptions.
There was currently $1.5 million, $50,000 in there. I believe the chief signed yesterday an appropriation for $1.5 million for Tallgrass Economic Development, or not Tallgrass, Bluestem LLC.
So $50,000.
But today we're going to hear the $2 million bill to replenish that fund after we finish discussing revenue.
I'm aware of that. Can I continue?
Yes, please.
Well, since we're discussing that, and I was prefacing my remarks by saying I'm not against, or you're going to get pushback from me, not because it's your idea, Congresswoman, but we've got a bill that for another $2 million in the Economic Development Fund. I'm not opposed to that. In fact, I'm in favor of it. I think I've stated on the record numerous times over the last 6 months or so that I think our main focus right now should be on that clinic. And that's where a lot of my support is going to go towards. So, just throwing that out there.
Congressman Edwards.
Well, I picked that number out of the air when I promoted it. And I am not opposed to shifting more money into taking part of it out of retained revenue and part of it out of the general fund. You know, you can look at it all you want. I do know this. I've seen many tribes that have clinics built with federal funds, and maybe there aren't any more federal funds to do that. But I heard in committee that they were going to explore seeing if they could find some matching fund. They haven't really done that, I don't think, yet. So that's why this is a placeholder. And to me, I don't mind tying up the rest of that $1 million. I just assume tie up all the money right now so that we don't go through this piecemeal of race to the podium. I mean, I wanted us really this year to get all our economic development considerations on the table and make a priority, but we didn't do that. So we've picked the economic development that we're going to do for this year, and if we want to replenish the fund, great.
Did you want to recognize Dr. Shaw?
Yes, thank you. Well, there's two competing bills for economic development. One is to put money in the economic development fund, and the other seeks to appropriate it out of the economic development fund. That could very easily be shifted to out of the general fund. Economic development appropriations are not required to have to come out of the economic development fund. They could come from the general fund, so I don't know what the sponsor is going to do. He could choose to change that from economic development fund to general fund. So there's some other scenarios you should consider. He's not here, and I can't tell you what he's going to do. I know right now, $50,000 is not $1.3 million. So I think that sponsor is going to have to decide whether or not he still wants to get that money appropriated for that project in some amount. But it's not going to be from the economic development fund, so it's going to have to be from some other source. And really the only other source could be retained revenue for part of it or all of it with the reduced amount, or from the general fund. So that's at play here, but I don't know where what that would be. I'm not saying I recommend that you do that, but let's anticipate that could happen. And then as far as the $2 million into the economic development fund, should all or some of that amount be appropriated? Should some additional amount be perhaps used to supplement your appropriation for the clinic? I'm with my two colleagues here about the clinic's a priority as well. And right now, I'm not against economic development. Perhaps $1 million, but that's my own personal opinion. That's about a specific bill. Just want to contribute to the discussion here with another perspective.
Thank you, Congressman Edwards.
Well, maybe we should move to that bill.
We do need to move to that bill. Just wanted to make sure that since we're from all of the different standing committees, that we take this information back to them. Would we like this snapshot, although it's still a moving target, of these sheets to be distributed to Congress? I know that is not what Mr. Potts likes to do, because it is projections, but I think that understanding, it should be emailed out to Congress. Do I need a motion on that, or can I just give you a directive to
the clerk
to please send these things out to Congress? Okay. Any comments from the treasurer or the controller about our appropriated revenue sheet? I'm glad you're here, because I know that appropriations are different than expenditures, but this is how we look at it in Congress. So I'm glad you're here and are looking at our drill that we do. So anyway, let's move on to the next item on the agenda, consideration of 17-118, an act to authorize and appropriate $2 million to the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. I'm the sponsor, and I will relinquish the chair to Congressman Shaw.
Okay, thank you. Again, ONCA 7118, did you read the title?
I already did, yes.
Okay. So no reason to reread that. So the sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn, and she's prepared to discuss the bill. It's the first time I believe it's been discussed, so she has the floor.
Well, Congressman Edwards was right. We did not sit down and prioritize how we were going to spend our economic development pot of money. It just happened through our process. And so we have appropriated $1.5 million to Blue Stem Ranch. I believe Mr. Potts indicated it's been signed and sent back by the chief. I know that I have had some communication with the executive office that they were wanting to know whether we had the, Congress had the will to recharge that fund. And I told him that I had not told Congress, but I believe that, that several members support that. We have some competing bills for the money. So he went in, the chief went ahead and signed that. I would recommend to keep the total of $2 million in that fund. Also, I'd like to say about having this money set aside, there has been conversations about our LLC companies, the status of them, the needs of them. We currently have one, two, three independent, four, three independent LLCs, what would be called enterprise companies that, that the Constitution refers to. They operate functions that, we have Osage LLC, Tallgrass LLC, and ONES LLC. Blue Stem is a subsidiary under Tallgrass. So we have three.
Okay.
And
but it is an LLC. It's a separate LLC.
But it's a subsidiary LLC. No, it's not separate. It's owned by Tallgrass, not by us.
It's still an LLC. It's a separate legal entity.
So there are conversations about some consolidation efforts. I don't know where we're going to end up, but my view is when we have competing companies and not one organization deciding how to allocate our economic development dollar or our capital that we can infuse into them, that we end up having these different appropriation bills on the screen, 1.5 for the ranch, 1.3 for ONES. I think we need to streamline that a little bit more and have one pot. But that's not about this bill. So I just said that to let you know that there's discussion and moving parts going on to try to quite possibly restructure. That's part of the conversation. So I think the $2 million total is needed in that fund, and I guess that's all I am going to say right now. Your chair,
Congresswoman Edwards, thank you.
Well, in thinking forward and knowing the position that the nation would have been in but for getting an additional distribution this year, is it when you promote a $2 million addition to that fund, I'm assuming that you think that that ought to be about the annual input and outlay from the nation? Maybe you don't, but I'm asking.
I think that we should probably do more in economic development for the nation. We need another revenue source besides gaming. But considering what we have, I think $2 million is a great total to send that way or to have set aside for those purposes.
So my question is, in the absence of an additional distribution that we might get every year under this current budgetary requirements for operations, do we have an additional $2 million to put in every year, assuming things stayed flat, or let's just say stayed flat?
So I think when everything settles, because we aren't going to have the $1.2 million loan payment every year now, so that's kind of lifted us up. I believe that at a $45 million distribution, we're good.
But not at a $40 million distribution?
No.
Okay.
That's just from my review of what we do and the numbers, that's Maria's opinion.
Okay.
That you just got.
Thank you.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes, Congressman Walker.
So, and I'm not going to, I don't want to trot the Osage LLC pony out here for purposes of proving a point or making a point or anything, but other than, you know, historical perspective on investments that we've not realized anything that showed up on our sheet of revenue for the nation, other than just saying, hey, you know, we've been at this for 10 years. We still have, we're looking at another $2 million appropriation into a fund for economic development. I realize that these investments, a lot of times, or these appropriations end up in investments that can be liquidated and realized back into either a fund or even back into our general fund. So I don't want to say that all of these appropriations that we make year after year into this fund and to our LLCs are lost. I'm not that. I support and have consistently supported these appropriations to our LLCs, and I want to continue. But I also think that we need to be smarter about it. And maybe that is somehow consolidate these LLCs where they are looking at these different investments and they can prioritize based on the information that they get from their professionals, that they're formulating these appropriation requests to us. I agree, if we buy livestock, that's something we can liquidate. Some of these other appropriations to these LLCs are beginning to make me more and more nervous every year. I can look at the investment that we've made into our clinic, or at least the investment that we've made in supporting moving towards administering our own clinic, and see this $3.2 million revenue that's generating. And I do believe that continuing to contribute to that is going to continue to raise that revenue. It's going to increase our revenue. I'm worried about another $2 million into an economic development fund when we're at a decade now and there's no revenue that we're seeing on our revenue totals. But there's another $2 million appropriation, and we've already appropriated how much this year? Close to 4 million? Three? I'm not.
You mean in FY17?
Yes, or even for 17, and even this year already during this session for next year. Anyway, I wanted to express those thoughts. I'm beginning to get a little bit calloused on these economic development appropriations.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I agree and I support a clinic appropriation. I want to do both. That's what I want to do because I know we're going to build one. To me, it seems ridiculous of us to not start putting money away to do so. But also at the same time, concurrently, we're going to need to have economic development to be able to have a revenue stream coming into the nation. You talk about all the economic development appropriations. The fund was created and set aside with $2 million initially, or three? $2 million.
I'm not sure.
And all the economic development appropriations currently, Congressman Walker, that we have made have been to the ranch. And with the one that's just been signed to the chief, $4.5 million has been pushed into our ranch. And we had a good report about where they were, what their assets totals were, and just about every dollar that we have hard assets with.
No justification
right.
needed there.
Right.
I'm fine there.
Now, I think that some of what you said could be taken misleading. We have not appropriated. The last appropriation we have made to the Osage LLC, Tallgrass LLC, those type of LLCs, I believe was $2.6 million years ago, before 5th Congress was the last appropriation that they received at the LLC level. Mm-hmm. We have done some We did release some funds that were appropriated out of that $2.6 million for them to be able to use for bonding purposes, and they were released and they used, they have put up bonds for them. What I do want to say about our LLCs, we have been hearing from them since I've been on Congress, and the last group of board members said, we either need an appropriation or you're going to have to understand that if we grow this organically, we can do it, but it's going to be slow growth with not any revenue coming your way at this point. And that's what they have been doing. We haven't appropriated any money to them. The Fifth Congress has never appropriated any money to them. Actually, I think it was the Third Congress, the last appropriation they received.
We have some bills that we're looking at right now that were on our sheet, too.
Right. They're being requested. I agree. What I do want to say about the state and shape of our LLCs is I no longer see companies that want to do something. I see companies that are, that have active contracts right now. I finally see a start from that organic growth that they are conducting business. You can look in it and you can see, okay, yeah, they're at Tinker, they're at Fort Leonard Wood, they're at Osage Casinos, they're doing business. Now, if maybe not at the level that we would really like, but with organic growth, that's what we have with no capital. So I think it's important to set some capital aside to help them continue on. And I think that we can review that when it's requested. I will say on the record right now, I do not support a startup right now of the $1.3 million because I think that that would be too much of a tug when we need to be pulling together on these. So that said, I still think we need to put this money in the Economic Development Fund, and I would support, I hope you would support that.
Treasurer.
Josh and I had a 9 o'clock meeting with Lake Forest.
Okay. Yes, maybe. Thank you for coming earlier.
Mr. Fox, until this is all over with.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Treasurer. Thank you, Ms. Fox.
Assistant Principal Chief.
We'll speak in generalities for just a second. I've been here since 2006, and it occurs to me, a couple of things occur to me. Number one is we are not immune to success. We just haven't experienced much of it yet. There are three things that affect profitability: available capital, personnel, and structure. Personally, I'm tired of messing with the structure, and they've had money in the past. We're starting to see some moves toward different personnel. I think that's a positive. We support this bill. I think everyone at this table knows about how much money we actually make in profit every year. And I think most everyone understands that we use about half of it for the government, and the other half gets reinvested one way or another in business, primarily casinos so far. If you take the part that gets reinvested and you look at how much we're diversifying out of that amount, out of that reinvestment amount, this is a very small single digit percentage in diversification as a concept. If we look at the successful tribes in Oklahoma, the really successful tribes, they're diversified. If their casino shut down tomorrow, would they thrive? No, they're going to hurt. So would we. But our best bet in really providing a wide variety of jobs for Osages to have preference in a wide variety of industries to spread our dependence on, depends on appropriations like this. And we're making no decision about exactly where this goes. This is a two-step process. This is just saying, we're going to put this in this fund. Then there's a subsequent decision that the Congress has to make about who exactly gets this and for what purpose. We urge passage of this bill. We think diversification is important. The Chief does, and I do. I appreciate you letting me speak. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other committee members, any more discussion right now? Sorry. As the chair, as the fill-in chair for this, to allow the sponsor to present her bill, I'm not able to make a motion or second, but so what I'd like to do is to try to handle it like this, in which case I hope someone would say yes and second for discussion. It's a matter of degree to me. So chair would entertain a motion to amend ONCA 17118, page 1, line 16, and line 23-24, strike $2 million, insert $1 million. Chair would need to hear us so moved for that to get any traction, even for discussion.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion. I'll just wait to start off, and then my colleague, Congressman Walker, since I kind of initiated this. I'm sorry?
I want the motion, please.
You may have it right here.
Thank you.
I support an appropriation for economic development. I guess the matter is how much should that be? Should it be $1 million, $2 million, $3 million? I am looking that we got $5 million, essentially, was unencumbered because we received additional revenue that helped get us out of the red, and so we got $5 million. And as I understand it, if those appropriations from the general fund go through, the ones that originated in this session go through, we were going to have $1.3 million, $1.4 million. So we've spent, that could be seen as have spent $3.6 to $4 million potentially already if they go through. I realize we're trying to put money away and kind of have it away out of the mainstream for general appropriations, but I hate to have all this spent before the end of September and not have revenue left for the remainder of the year, because I still believe things are going to come up. I'm anticipating right now the retained revenue balance may be zero, which was going to be our savings account. Whatever reason, the Congress chose not to do that, so I can't lament that. But I think some restraint ought to be before we set aside money if we have other competing priorities, particularly a clinic. Okay, I'd like to set that entire $2.5 million aside, and we've got competing priorities. So, where could you get some additional money towards that without bringing us to zero in the general fund for the rest of the year? This is one place of the source of another $1 million, and that's why I entertain the motion. Congressman Walker.
Well, I'm not exactly sure that I support the motion in its present form going all the way to $1 million. I do think that there's some sort of compromise that we could consider. Prior to your motion, Congressman Shaw, I was considering maybe a $500,000 reduction and a reduction to Congresswoman Edwards' bill, the bill for the clinic. I mean, yeah, we could consider setting aside money for the clinic, but we all know that we're a couple years away from realizing the benefits of a new clinic. I mean, we've got lots of planning. We've got a lot of pre-construction activities that need to be done before a clinic is ever realized. So, I could consider, a $500,000 or $1 million set aside that could enable the Health Authority Board to realize or start to put in motion some of the things that are located in their recently finished strategic plan. That they have in their hands now. So I agree that maybe $2 million might be a little bit more than I'm willing to support right now, but 1.5, okay, I think that's a reasonable compromise. Assistant Chief has come to the podium. Congresswoman Whitehorn has her hand up. I realize all of that, and it is a two-step process. And we all want diversification. I appreciate the organic growth, but the diversification we've been talking about has just been that for a decade. And I want to support the clinic. I want to support the work that our people on our boards have been working on for 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years too. I agree. I'm going to do them both. But we've got to make some tough decisions.
Congresswoman Pipeline.
Mr. Potts, would you please put back the sheet that the other one? Oh yeah, that's great. So where we're sitting right now, should we do the 2.5 and the 2 million? I think leaves us in pretty good shape. I don't support the 1.3, maybe everybody else does, but I don't. So that, in my opinion. So I think we can do, I think there is a way to do both. And that would be leaving $1 million in our general fund of the Treasury. Do I have that correct? Mr. Potts, you're shaking your head no.
No. There you go. That's what you need to be looking at.
Okay, excuse me. All right. Thank you. That helps me. So without that 1.3 coming out of there, that just gives us $50,000, correct? Into the retained revenue? Oh, that's economic development, excuse me. Okay, all right, got it.
If I may, Mr. Chair, if I may gain this out
continue.
For you all. At 1.5 million, the additional 1 million would need to come from the general fund of the Treasury for this to equal 2.5 million. That would leave the balance of $50,000 for economic development, $12,923, and $60,234 remaining in projected revenue. If the $1 million from here were to supplement the 2.5 from retained revenue, that's still a $2 million appropriation.
Let me just say, make one statement about the. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just want to say I do not support cutting this to a $1 million appropriation.
I'm just going to say that the notion about the clinic, we've all heard, gee, we better set the money aside while we have it. I don't usually buy much into that because I'm an optimist. And while I'm conservative fiscally, sometimes that's an overused justification to take money that's available now. However, as you know, my interest in health and so forth, and the fact that we can generate additional revenue to provide services. You know, we actually don't have any tribal funds going to the clinic right now. That's all federal and federal funds from the MIFA and third-party revenue. We don't have any tribal funds actually going into the clinic. And so they are still able to continue to expand later on, but they don't have the revenue right now to build a building. They can supplement additional services, but bricks and mortar are some years off. So I think trying to find a starter fund for that, to be able to fund agriculture and electrical engineering or site designs or concept designs, I think there's still use for that money now. Certainly the cost of the clinic is now $2.5 million. It's well beyond that. I've heard anything from $15 to $20 million based on the projected square footage that would be required to grow into over the next 20 or 30 years. So, you know, how can you make all this fit? Well, we all maybe don't get all of what we want. We don't get the whole amount for the clinic, but maybe don't perhaps get the entire amount, entire $2 million for economic development. So it's, my colleague here talked about compromise. This is one source of compromise. Because really, we've appropriated $1 million into the fund, and we appropriated $1.5 million out of the fund. That's essentially $2.5 million that has been appropriated for economic development, if even $1 million goes. So I mean, that's still substantial, nonetheless. So I would ask you to consider supporting this amendment and vote yes. So we're ready to vote.
Yes.
No. Nope. More discussion. Congressman Walker.
I'm feeling a little bit compressed, to use Congressman Mason, one of his terms, on making this vote right now. I feel like there's a lot of other moving parts and a lot of other issues that this issue is out in front of. That this $2 million to set aside for a use that we don't even know what it is yet, it's competing against other issues that are on that table that we know what they're going to be used for. So with that said, if I have to vote for this right now, I'm going to vote yes, because it's for something, maybe, that we don't know yet.
But
there's $1.3 million for tall grass. There's some of these bills have money that's coming out of the retained revenue fund that's going to, that could make it down to 50,000, or that could make it down to 12,000. There's all kinds of different little options on the table. I think moving on this bill right now is premature.
Assistant Principal Chief.
We could support a compromise at 1.5 if that's the committee's will. I realize there's a lot of issues on the table right now that weren't there when I came up to the podium, but that's the way it goes in congressional committees sometimes, for what that comment's worth.
I'd like to ask for any additional input from committee members, including Congressman Whitehorn, who can weigh in first, about whether they prefer to continue to process this motion, or they prefer to postpone the bill to another setting. So, Congressman Whitehorn.
Well, knowing what I know now, I don't think we ought to have a luxury of postponement and to mull this over. That's why we work with all of these totals at the table. That's this committee's job, to see, to make recommendations, make judgments. That's what we do. That's what we're here at the table to do. So to me, just setting it aside and saying, well, I don't know how we're going to come to a conclusion otherwise if it's not at this table. So I would like to pose an amendment to the amendment.
Okay.
I can compromise, although I don't want to, but I can. I don't have anything to write on. Ms. Walker, do you have to talk? Okay. The amendment was to, what I want to do with mine, let me see. I want the total to be 1.5 million. So strike the 2 million and insert 1.5 in all the places of the previous motion.
Well, you're amending the amendment, so you're going to strike 1 million and 1.5 million.
Right.
Second. Discussion. Congressman Walker.
This is still $1.5 million. This is very generous, in my opinion. I'm still reluctant to even go that much, but I will, in the spirit of compromise, I'll vote yes for this amendment.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you. I thought I heard you say that you weren't completely for going down to 1 million on it, that you would range in between. So I heard the executive say they would support a 1.5 million. I would really like it to be 2 million, but I will compromise with 1.5. I think it's important that we do have that set aside for when opportunity arises. And so I please support the amendment to the amendment.
Any further discussion? Let me weigh in on this. I considered a million a compromise, to be honest with you, because I wasn't supporting initially $2 million to the Economic Development Fund. We still, like I said, we could still perform economic development appropriations. They do not have to come for that fund. We have a lot of other competing priorities. And to take, you know, whatever is it, 40% of the extra $5 million off the table right from the get-go seems a little over-aggressive. So I thought the $1 million was a compromise. And so it's, I feel like that compromise is being watered down to bring it to 1.5 million, and we're just talking about degree, but we did just look at the sheet that had all the competing legislative requests, term used by the budget analyst, so I'll be voting no for the amendment to the amendment. Any further discussion? Okay, time for the vote. All in favor of the amendment to the amendment, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. No. One no, Shaw. So the amendment to the amendment passes. Now we're back to the main motion as amended, which is 1.5 million, wherever it says 2 million. Is that correct? Okay. Any discussion before we vote? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion as amended, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Any opposed, say no. Okay. The motion to amend as amended is passed. So is there any movement on the bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to report ONCA 17-118 to Congress with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Second. Motion is made second to report out ONCA 17-118 with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Seeing none. All in favor of reporting out 17-118 as amended, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, motion carries and the bill is reported out with the due pass. We have reached the end of our agenda, and if there's no objection, we are adjourned.